So yesterday we discussed verse number 10, which is the final verse of the first ruku of Surah Al-Anbiya. And this is where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. We have sent to you a book in which is your remembrance. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. What will you not understand? So I explained that here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying to the Meccans, we have advised you and admonished you in every way via the Quran. All good and evil consequences have been explained to you. Even if you possess a little of intelligence, you will endeavor to safeguard yourself from divine punishment and to recognize the value of the Quran. And it is because of the Quran that you, O Arabs, gained recognition. Your supremacy in the world was not because of your tribe or because of your culture. It was because of the Quran. Allah revealed the Quran in your language, and Allah revealed it to the most perfect person of your community and society of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I concluded yesterday by saying the upcoming verses 9, Ruku 2, talk about the destiny of those nations which antagonize their prophets and in the process oppress themselves. So in verse 11, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَكَمْ قَصَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ كَانَتْ ظَالِمَةً وَأَنْشَأْنَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. Many a sinful inhabitants have we crushed, and we raised after them another nation. So Allah can destroy you because of your disobedience and substitute you, totally remove you from the equation. فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّوا بَأْسَنَا. Then when they perceived our calamity, إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَرْكُضُونَ. They began fleeing from it, meaning fleeing from their town. لَا تَرْكُضُوا. Do not flee. وَرْجِعُوا. Return. إِلَى مَا أُطْرِفْتُمْ فِيهِ. To that wherein you lived a luxurious life. وَمَسَاكِنِكُمْ. And to your homes. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُسْأَلُونَ. So that you may be inquired about it. Now when the punishment of Allah came, they tried to flee. The very place where they were, you know, living in luxury, living it up, amassing great wealth, and thereby disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, when they see the punishment come, they flee. And they want to run. They want to leave everything behind. The prominence that they enjoyed within their locality, the homes, the vehicles, the luxuries, the goods, the stock, everything. And they want to run. So Allah is saying, in a condemning way, that where are you running? Where are you going? Stay where you thought you were untouchable. Stay where you thought that you had it all under control. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. They said, woe to us, we are certainly sinners. فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ دَعْوَاهُمْ حَتَّى جَعَلْنَاهُمْ حَصِيدًا خَامِدِينَ. This remained their cry till they were mowed into a heap, lifeless. Meaning they were punished in such a way that they ended up like, you know when you've mowed the lawn and you put all the lawn in a heap, or all the crops in a heap, or firewood that's reduced to ashes. That's what they look like after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had punished them. May Allah save us from such punishment. Now in these verses, Allah doesn't talk about which town, right? Allah just mentions it generally. Some of us didn't say this was Hadramaut in Yemen. They had killed a Nabi that was sent to them, and Allah sent then the tyrant, Bukhtanasar, who plundered them and totally annihilated them and treated them like this, Hasidan Khamidin, like they were mowed into a heap, totally lifeless. This was a consequence of the manner in which they treated their Nabi. This was a consequence of them killing their Nabi.